The Republic Broadcasting Network.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And I want to tell you a little story about a gentleman named David Noakes. And recently, back in May, was released from prison after having served 6 months on a conviction relating to the manufacture, sale, and supply of an unlicensed medicine. Now, the medicine in question is called GCMAF, and that's a contraction for GC protein-derived macrophage activating factor. And basically, this individual and those who worked with him were manufacturing this this product. It's not synthetic. It's made out of a naturally occurring human protein. And they've been using it to treat people with cancer. So the scientific evidence is showing GCMAF is potentially the most effective cancer treatment ever discovered. And at his trial for selling an unlicensed medicine, Judge Nicholas Lorraine Smith made it clear that GCMAF was not on trial. He accepted that Noakes had acted out of a genuine desire to help people. He noted that GCMAF had been instrumental in successfully treating people who'd been written off by the medical profession, the orthodox medical profession, and said that he was looking forward to GCMAF being made available to the public. And then he sentenced David Noakes to prison. So this is all about protecting the profits of Big Pharma. Okay, we have some callers on the line here. Let's start with John in Arkansas. Aloha, John. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah,
you're on the air.
I just want to bring up something you said about Dianne Feinstein. And I'm going to go there. So get ready. Here we go. She ain't got no credibility, no integrity to talk about any damn thing. This woman had a Chinese spy in her office for, what, 20 years?
Yep.
Yeah. This ain't rumor. This ain't conjecture. It was put out on a Washington Post article by Fellow Jew. So therefore, cry me a river on Dianne Feinstein. Why the Senate has not forced her to resign? Because her office is compromised. The FBI should have went through her entire computer database and just swept the whole thing, man.
Yep.
On the West Coast, too. So what kind of integrity does she have right now? You tell me, Mike, and I'll take my hands off there. What kind of integrity does she have?
Well, I say the short answer is that if you're going to be a politician, integrity is a liability. And I'm sorry, that's just the way it is. I have been in contact with many of these people over the years, and I haven't met one of them that I really liked or felt comfortable inviting into my home. So let's see what happened here. All right, let's go back to the phones here to Todd in California. Aloha, Todd. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, good afternoon, Mike. Thank you for taking my call. I hope you and your wife are doing fine and things are going well for you getting to your spot here in the greater landmass of the USA.
Yes.
I have a comment and a question. My comment is, we just finished up a lawsuit. We sued a school district for bullying. We won the case. We won against the teacher, the bully's father, the principal, and everybody else that was involved. Not as much as I would have liked,
yeah.
But I will say this. As a parent, I've never seen more appalling instruction and deflection of our autistic children. I've been homeschooling mine now for about 3 years plus, and I would dare say that my child would never be at the level he is now if he was out of public school. We are entering in geometry, and my son is on the spectrum. So, you know, we're doing area of squares and rectangles. We're doing pi r squared on the circles, you know, for the radius diameters, and working on the formulas. And we do that even during the summer. I don't let up. But the point of it is I think that if anybody's listening and they have children, what they can learn from me is to get their children completely out of the public school. And, you know, the more parents that do this, they're going to make the public schools just continue to shut down because there's going to be no one going to them. They're an abysmal mess. The teachers union is the strongest union in the United States of America, and lobbyists. They're the strongest. Nobody's got more money. Okay. And I think when you have teachers that play this card that it's for the children, I've never heard so much triteful, massive lies. You know, it's triteful to make it that way, that it's for the children, because it has no bearing at all. It has to deal with bearing on the back pocket of these teachers and these administrators of that union. And the point of my lawsuit and everything I'm telling you is obfuscation, deflection, and learning to file the case right is all about how you win. We did government, court, and state. So we won them both, okay?
Uh-huh.
And the point is that if you don't stand up, you're going to get nothing. And if you do stand up, at least you may get something, okay? And that's the point, you know? And then I have a question, okay? We seem to have forgotten a little bit about so-called axis of evil, North Korea, Iran, China, Russia, certain Eastern Bloc countries. But yet, as I've watched certain really good individual, George Webb, break it all down, I see a lot of dirty players from the political side, down through the administrative side, through the military, and then you have the business businesses that are all on the outlaying perimeter all around Washington that they built all these buildings for these businesses, and it's all a joke. It's all on the taxpayers' money. And I'm just wondering, do you see that this is going to eventually have a great toll, like Fear the Spartans kind of thing, where it falls apart because you can't, you know, I feel that we can't make it an economy sheerly out of military might. It just never works. It falls in on itself.
No, we can't. We can't, and we would not be the first country to collapse from too much military spending. Certainly, that was the case with the Soviet Union. That was the case with Rome. But you have these people, these military commanders and politicians. All they can see is their own greed, their own agenda, their own desires, and the job of a head of state is to keep the overview, the long view, the wide view, whatever you want to call it, and say, well, it would be nice to do this, but it could cause problems over here. And unfortunately, we haven't had a president that really keeps a good overview. They're always out there, you know, playing with their supporters. Trump's very bad at keeping an overview. Our foreign policy and our domestic policy are very disjointed.
Now, my last question, part of this, because I know that you're kind of filling in the gaps for a lot of people. I'm going to ask this as a relative general. Do you see that because of what they created in D.C. and the surrounding perimeter, you know, Maryland, Pentagon, everything else, do you see financial collapse because of unaccounted for money, or do you see collapse because of just the corruption is so great that A, B, and C are going to happen? Or what are your thoughts on this?
I think we're looking at an economic collapse somewhere down the road. Now, obviously, the government can just print up more money to try and pave over the next recession. But then that devalues the dollar at a time when the rest of the world is already moving away from using the dollar. And without a dollar that is considered valuable to the rest of the world, our economy is in serious, serious trouble. So, yeah, they've got themselves painted into a really bad corner.
One last thing before I go. I'm praying for your nice Hawaii. Another article came out about the Monsanto hold on the island and just an abysmal problem. And I hope that, you know, that those that are in the legalese and the know-how can sue these companies to infinitum and to the process where they can no longer operate on those islands. It's just, you know, I've said it before, the homelessness there is just, I think it's higher there than anywhere else in the nation, to be quite honest.
We've got 8,000 homeless people in Oahu alone. And as far as Monsanto, the problem is that farmers down on Maui did sue Monsanto to block the planting of experimental GMO crops, but the state legislature basically passed a law saying it's legal and you can't sue them. So somebody got bought.
Oh my goodness. Well, my goodness, I hope you and the wife get healed up. I hope you get strength for your journey. Prayers for you and her. And, you know, it's time to go. It is time to go. And I hope that God blesses you on your eBays and whatever else you're doing to get rid of whatever. And, you know, you did a wise thing about the sword. I've been doing the same thing, the Dave Ramsey thing. Whatever I don't need, it's up on eBay. There's no point in it. Just get ready. Just prepare. Have seeds. Have your silver. Have your gold. Have your weapons or whatever your choice is of weapons to protect your family. And, you know, I think you're making a very wise move, and I hope it goes well for you.
Well, I hope so, too. I mean, it's going to be really tight financially, but like I said, the family in Indiana is being very generous and very helpful to get us there. So we're working on our final timeline. Obviously, when we get to the end of August is when it's going to get really crazy. Between now and then, yeah, there's more stuff we've got to get rid of. And again, for both Claire and I, we have to work on getting our strength back because it kind of took us both by surprise. We're in this sedentary lifestyle, and just getting through the weekend with this pre-moving sale, and it just exhausted us. Anyway, Todd, thank you for the phone call. We're going to let you go. The phone lines are now open. We're going to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. So, over at Time Magazine, they have a cover, and it features UN Chief Antonio Guterres standing in the water off the island nation of Tuvalu, which the outlet called one of the world's most vulnerable countries to global warming. Now, the photo was taken during Guterres' four-country tour of Pacific nations in May, and it's meant to illustrate the point that island nations are sinking in the face of global warming-induced sea level rise. Now, Time titled the story, "Our Sinking Planet." The only problem is, of course, scientific studies show Tuvalu's islands, indeed most Pacific islands, have actually grown in the face of sea level rise. There's something else going on. All right, another story, this one from an Investment Watch blog. Somebody went on back and did a study of what the Arctic sea ice was like 8,000 years ago and found out it was less than half the extent of Arctic sea ice today. And it didn't seem to bother the polar bears. They thrived. They did just fine. So all this hysteria here. Back in 2008, ABC came on out with a prediction that New York City would be underwater from climate change by June of 2015. Well, New York is still there. Maybe a little water wouldn't be a bad idea. Wash away the poo and the needles. It was all a lie. It was all a lie. To trick you out of your money, to trick you out of obedience, to get you all revved up for, oh, we've got to have a global environmental authority to which we will all surrender our sovereignty. It's one of the biggest frauds in history. It's absolutely huge. Anytime somebody says there's no such thing as a broad-based conspiracy to defraud the people, just show them ClimateGate. Got it staked out on the ground, naked for you to study and learn from. Because that's exactly what they were doing. All right, let me get a little bit of water here. Okay. Over on Mars, there's been a little bit of a surprise from the Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter. It's been up there for more than 13 years, scanning the surface with high-resolution imaging science, and it discovered that sometime in the recent past, a large meteor crashed into Mars' surface, producing a fresh crater that's roughly 50 feet across. And they're estimating that the rock itself that caused the crater was probably about 5 feet across. And the real surprise, though, is the very dark albedo of the material that was thrown out of the crater. But so they're going to be looking at that. These kind of events can really energize people. I remember when I was working on Viking, and I was downloading images from Viking 2. And near Viking 2, there was this big rock about the size of a Volkswagen Beetle. And obviously, we were very lucky we didn't land on that because it would have flipped the rover over. But we landed right next to it. So I'm looking at that, and I notice at the base of the rock, there's been this little tiny, call it a subsidence or a landslide. And everybody lights up. Oh, my goodness, we've seen an event. So, another story. This one is a little more concerning. This relates to the Tunguska event of 1908, which is now thought to have been caused by a very large meteor that exploded high up enough in the atmosphere to not leave a crater. But it was gigantic. It knocked down millions of trees. It was heard far, far away. Well, scientists are now saying that the Earth is moving toward the same meteor swarm that scientists believe caused the Tunguska explosion of 1908. Now, they're not saying there's going to be one, but they're a little bit worried. We've had a couple of big earthquakes here. There was one in China, magnitude 6, 12 people dead. And there was another one over in Japan, 6.5 magnitude off the coast. That one resulted in a tsunami warning. No word that anything was damaged at Fukushima. But Earth is rocking and rolling. No question about it. And let's see. Let me just... All right. Got to get that done. Okay, so let's find some stories to report to you. Actually, no, we're coming up here on a commercial break. I'm going to try and get rid of these hiccups and find some more stories to share with you.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And until somebody calls all in, we have a few little stories to look at. Apparently, the United States has decided to send $250 million in lethal aid to Ukraine. And so the total bill, which you are expected to pay, is $1.5 billion with a B since 2014. And so we're going to get the Ukrainians to fight the Ruskies. It is not impossible to conceive of this nation being bankrupted by all the military spending. Now, down in Haiti, the protests are still going on, and apparently the riot police are now using live ammunition along with the tear gas. At least two protesters were injured when the riot police opened fire in Port-au-Prince yesterday during the demonstrations against Haiti's President Jovenel Moise and law enforcement. I don't know that they're going to get this one to shut down quietly. In fact, when you look at over Gaza, the Great March of Return, 61 weeks, 63 weeks it's been going. Back to Haiti, the protesters reportedly erected barricades and set fire to one vehicle while the riot police responded by firing tear gas and allegedly live ammunition. So that's going on here. Okay, let's go back to this comment where Trump said we're going to be deporting millions. It turns out he made that statement as part of the kickoff of his 2020 campaign. So it's a campaign promise. And for logistical reasons, I doubted it could be done. And now that I know it's a campaign promise, look how well he kept his other campaign promises. So it's just insane. So, yeah, I don't believe him anymore. I don't believe they're going to be deporting millions. I'd like to see it happen. But at this point, I have no reason to trust what Donald Trump has said. Okay, let's see. Down in Nashville, there's been another Confederate monument defaced with red graffiti saying they were racists. Well, we seem to have lost our civility. I'm getting some emails about David Noakes and GC Math. Well, I've heard about GC Math before. And they're saying, yeah, the problem is it is a threat to the profitability of the existing multi-billion dollar cancer industry. The cancer industrial complex. They don't want competition, especially if it's cheap. All right, a little more news for the economy here. America's managerial elite has failed. Yeah, we've seen that, especially over the last 30 years. But we can't get rid of them. They've sort of become this inbred, hereditary family business for the most part. And they are paid huge sums of money. And they really don't do a very good job. And they espouse policies that are destructive for the country in the long run, like job offshoring and automation and driving down wages and salaries. All of them can make a company profitable in the short term, but over the long term, they are bad for the economy as a whole. This reminds me of that movie, A Beautiful Mind, starring Russell Crowe. And it's the biography of Dr. John Nash, who, for his thesis paper, for his PhD, basically wrote a challenge to economist Adam Smith's contention that being greedy for yourself was good for the system as a whole. And Nash proved that that was absolutely false, that everybody just out for themselves could lock the system up. But most people on Wall Street want to keep on worshiping at the altar of Adam Smith because it justifies personal greed and acquisition. The other problem we had is that most of our current top managers did not grow up in the businesses they're managing. They came out of being MBAs, replaceable mid-level managers. And that in turn came out of the end of World War II, when American business was booming, and Harvard Business School created scientific business management, which was a unified set of procedures and practices, and then created the degree program to go along with them, the Master's in Business Administration. Okay, we've got to take a break for commercials. Stay tuned. Please join us on the air, 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And I was watching on the Fox News feed where they're going on about this Department of Justice investigation into Hillary Clinton's email server and how they've identified 15 individuals who may have mishandled classified information on the server. No names, of course. And I'm getting this sick feeling that what they're getting ready to do is basically fry some low-level staffers in order to protect her Hillary-ness. That's generally the way these things work. But it was her server. She made the decision. And even James Comey admitted she was guilty of felony Title 18 violations. But I guess when you're the Empress of the Universe, you're above the law. Getting on back to the economic news here, Morgan Stanley is saying the world has already entered a new recession. I hope they're wrong, but they have, sadly, a very good record for being accurate. Anyway, join us on the air, 800-313-9443. I've about run out of talking points. And, Dustin, why don't you call in again? We'll set aside the one call per caller per day rule. Okay, combined Russia-China Treasury holdings hit 9-year low as foreigners keep dumping U.S. stocks. So just out of curiosity, let's see what did happen with the stock market. Well, it did very well, actually. 351 up on the Dow. Over at the White House, Acting Defense Secretary Shanahan has withdrawn his name as a possible permanent defense secretary. I guess he's had enough of the job. He said that's going to be that. You know, this reminds me of an old Bob Newhart sketch where there's this guy who's working as a talk radio host, and he runs out of things to say, and so he starts getting more and more outrageous, you know, to try to get people to call on in. You know, dead burnt babies, I'm for them. All right, so let's see. Getting on back here, let me look for some stories that didn't make the original talking points. We talked about Alex Jones and the porn. We did not talk about the new climate emergency, which is the new justification for taxation. And this comes down from Canada in Gulf City, or Jilf's City, not sure. And they declared there's a climate emergency. And they already, luckily enough, have an action plan, a very ambitious, robust, and doable action plan. And all it does is cost money. All right, we have a caller on the line. Thank you very much, Don in Iowa. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. Trump. One thing about Trump so far, he has not launched a major land invasion. You know, I mean, he's come. People thought he was going to attack Korea, didn't do it. People think he's going to attack Iran, but so far he hasn't done it. You know, he did a little bit of shenanigans in.
The year is young.
Okay, but I mean, he does have that going for him, and I'll give him credit for not launching an invasion yet. When he finally does, then that goes out the window, and then he's just he's no good at all. But, I mean, so far, to an extent, you can kind of visualize what he's doing is playing a global game of good cop, bad cop. He's got the bad cops is Pompeo and that other nincompoop Bolton running around acting tough, talking tough, and being stupid. And then that's the bad cop, and he's saying, deal with me, I'm the good cop here. That's an old tried and true method in law enforcement.
Well, let me back up here to this question about whether Trump is going to launch a land war. If he's not going to go to war against Iran, why is he trying to annoy them so much?
Yeah, you're right. I don't know. Nobody can figure him out. I watched Ron Paul, Liberty Report, I think it's called. Ron Paul is one of the smartest guys around the politics. He was a representative for a long, long time, and he can look at these guys and know what the hell's going on. He can't figure out Trump, especially on foreign policy. He'll do one thing and then he'll move around and do something. Nobody knows what he's doing.
It's very disjointed. I don't know. I think maybe they're deciding foreign policy with a dartboard.
Well, hopefully he's trying to play... play the old good cop, bad cop. I mean, not really. I don't know what he's doing. He doesn't know what he's doing probably either. He's, like you say, Adelson called him up and said, hey, hire Bolton, and make Pompeo, you know, and Trump said, okay, I guess I will. That doesn't wash either because we thought that Trump was a guy that didn't need any money, right? I mean, he's a billionaire. He's the richest president ever. And supposedly nobody can buy him. That's what everybody was saying.
Well, that's what we all thought.
Yep. Well, you know, but you can, he's proved that he's had some jackasses underneath him, but then he just waits them out and eventually they quit, like Sessions and McMaster. Eventually they quit or he more or less fires them after a while. The question is, why did he get him in the first place? We don't know.
Yeah, that is the question. Well, in this case, definitely it's Sheldon Adelson.
Sheldon Adelson. Well, okay, well, like I say, I will give Trump the benefit of the doubt because he hasn't launched any invasion so far. Oh, and it looks like this Iran deal is not going to go because when Pompeo went down there, talk to the generals. These generals are not stupid. They know what their armies can do and what they can't do. They know the army is fatigued from being in constant war mode.
18 years of war.
Yeah, and they know they're smart. These guys, the generals have nothing. They don't have to kowtow to somebody like anybody because they already got 30 years in. The worst that could happen to them is Trump, somebody would say, well, we don't want you to be in this spot anymore, say, okay, I'll retire with my tremendous pension. It has to be a pension bigger than anybody could even dream of. 30 years with a 010, a general, three-star general or something. You know, they make so much money just on their pension. What's the, you wonder why he hasn't retired already and went fishing, you know. But they're still there with their 30 years. So, yeah, that's why these guys, nobody can really tell them anything. Now, Shinseki, you remember the Iraq War, George W. Bush's Iraq War. Shinseki also told everybody, hey, we can't do it. We don't have enough troops. He even said that in Congress, to Congress, in a congressional hearing. And he was right. They didn't have enough troops. They needed more. Yeah, they could knock Hussein out of his seat there, but they needed a lot more to secure the area after it was done. That's what they didn't do at all. They didn't secure.
Yeah.
They just let it go into chaos. And it was mainly because they didn't have enough, and he told them. And then Bush got rid of Shinseki. I mean, so that's what that's the way Bush handled. He fired this. I mean, please resign. If you're a smart guy, go ahead and resign so you won't get fired or whatever like that. But, it looks, last report, just like this Venezuela deal was so totally screwed, it's unbelievable. I mean, everything they do, they're getting stupider and stupider on their false flags, you know. Their false flags used to be halfway believable.
I don't think that they were all that believable. So I just think the American people were very naive and simply accepted what was being shown to them as being real. Now it's very different. We're skeptical. We're looking for signs that it's a fake. We're thinking it through. Does this really make any sense at all? Anyway, Don, thank you for the phone call. I'm going to let you go here because we've got another caller, Richard in New Hampshire, who's been waiting very, very patiently. So, Richard, aloha. What's on your mind?
Yeah, a couple points. First of all, you know, when everybody says, you know, as far as the emails and different things, and they can't find a way to get a hold of them, well, there's a very easy way to get a hold of them because the government has hired two companies. They take in all the emails that come in, all the emails that go out. They're all stored on disks, and one of the companies is Solar, S-O-L-A-R. They've been hired by the government to store everything, and the other one is Lockheed Martin. They have everything that comes into the government, goes out of the government, and they can even find, you know, if they're doing porno on there or looking at the porno sites, they have all of that. So when the government comes out and tells us, we can't get the emails, we can't do this, no, that's baloney. They had it all. They've had it all, and they've had it all for, I don't know, a long time.
Well, NSA should have had it all. I mean, in theory, that's what these data centers were doing, was just copying up all the net traffic. And
right.
In fact, I believe, if I recall correctly, NSA did say they had all of that missing email, and they offered it to James Comey, and Comey turned them down.
Well, what it is, if you don't want to find the truth, you don't have to look very hard not to find it. And that's what's going on here.
That's exactly what's going on here.
Yeah, they don't want the public to know what the heck is going on. But one thing, you know, look, I voted for Trump, and I'm telling you right now, I'll vote for him again. But there's something we got to straighten out here, okay? I listen to him when he has all his little rallies and stuff like that. Well, I can't say little. But anyways, he came out, remember when he came out with that statement that the rest of the world looks at the United States like we're a piggy bank? Remember
yeah.
that statement? Well, you know, I'm very good with economics and different things like that. And when I looked at that, I said to myself, well, wait a minute here. We're broke, right? I mean, as far as, you know, the debt, you know, we're looking at $22 trillion. But are you aware of the unfunded liability?
Oh, yeah. That's like $200
trillion. $242 trillion, right?
Yep.
Nobody wants to talk about that. Congress doesn't want to talk about it. The Senate doesn't want to talk about it. The newspapers never talk about it. They never bring it up. The only one that ever brings it up basically is like, say, when I do my talk shows and I tell them, we're broke. We have no money. So when Donald gets there and he says, well, the world is trying to use us as a piggy bank, and I'm saying to myself, wait a minute here. The only thing we have in that piggy bank is IOUs. We are lucky. Seriously, we are lucky that China wants to sell their stuff to us. Germany, Japan, I mean, we're broke. They're giving us goods, material, that they had to pay for, you know, to make. And what we're doing is we're paying them back with fake money, fiat money.
Yep.
Because the Federal Reserve notes are worth nothing. A Federal Reserve note is only worth 3 cents, whether it's a dollar bill or whether it's a $100 bill. It costs 3 cents. That's it. So we're paying, we're buying a car, right, for, we'll say, $10,000. And for every $10,000, we're paying them $3 on a $100 bill. That's a pretty good way of, you know, saying, you know, do we have a piggy bank yet? No, we're broke.
Yep.
You agree with that?
I agree with that. I mean, when you look at that unfunded liabilities, obviously these liabilities are going to have to be written off. I mean, there's no way the United States government can pay its way out of the debt. And again, that was the design outcome of private central banking. Because private central banking, by creating currency out of thin air and loaning it into circulation at interest, whether it's to the public or the government, creates more debt than money with which to pay that debt. And that debt just grows and grows and grows and grows, and there's no way to ever pay it off. And that's how you get to be the United States of America in 2019.
Right. That's right. Because we right now, we still have the world currency, the dollar bill.
That's starting to fail. I mean, a lot of other countries, they're starting to say the dollar is in the basket of global reserve currencies, and it's still prominent. But we're seeing a lot of countries that are just saying, we don't want to deal with the dollar anymore. Russia and Iran just signed an agreement. They're dealing directly. A lot of countries are now going around the dollar. They're going around the SWIFT system because they're very upset that the United States government basically weaponized the dollar and the SWIFT system to enforce their sanctions. And Trump has sort of following the law of the hammer. If you give a small child a hammer, everything he encounters needs pounding. Well, in Trump's case, it's a sanction. We gave Trump the power to sanction, and everything he encounters needs a sanction. And it's really annoying a lot of our
But the thing that we have to look
partners
at
here, around the world.
When he says he's going to put sanctions on China, well, if he puts sanctions on China, you know what China's going to do? China's going to say, the hell with the United States. We're just going to deal with Japan because they're running a deficit with Japan. Japan is running a surplus against China. But the thing that we have to look at here, right, China is gathering all the gold that they can get their hands on. Russia is getting all the gold that they can get their hands on. And then India is getting all the gold. So what are we looking at here? We're going to be going on a gold standard. The U.S. dollar is going to be like the Weimar Republic. I mean, you know, the Reichsmark, they're not going to be worth a darn thing. You'd be able to throw them in your wood stove to warm up your house. That's about the only thing you can use them for.
You're absolutely right. These countries are going to go back to having their own currencies that are or at least partly backed in gold to keep them stable.
Exactly. They're going to be backing their money with gold. And what do we have? I mean, the only thing that we have down there in Kentucky is Fort. Heck is it?
Jeez, Fort Knox.
Yeah,
but we don't know what's in there.
Well,
that could have been emptied out long, long ago. The same thing with J.P. Morgan and the New York Fed. We talked about this on that History Channel show, the gold conspiracy.
Yeah, they gave it away.
And
the only thing they get in there is Twinkie bars.
Yeah. Well, it'll keep them safe there. All right. Well, listen, Richard, thank you very much. Got to take a break for commercials. We'll be back with the last segment of today's show after these few words.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, last segment of our program today. And boy, what a crazy time that we live in here. And apparently, Trump is going to meet with Xi Jinping at the G20 summit. And I made this comment yesterday. I'm going to make it again. It was like back during Rodney King, when all that was going down. Can't we all just get along? And apparently we can't. It is not the nature of humans to get along all that peacefully. Some do, some don't. Too many don't. Okay. I'm looking at this article in The Atlantic, and they're still making a big stink, if you will, over Malaysian Airlines. Pardon me. Wow, they don't even have the flight number here. Oh, MH370. Okay, there it is. And they're, it's basically going on about how nice the people were on the crew and how they had flight simulators in their home and how all of a sudden the plane just veers away. And they don't have a solution for where it went. It's still a mystery. But it's basically... Now, one story that I heard was that there was a joint Thai-U.S. naval exercise in the area. And according to a report from an oil platform worker, Malaysian Airlines 370 was accidentally shot down, much in the same manner as TWA 800. That's one theory. The other theory is that because these aircraft are in short supply and replacement parts are in short supply, that somebody hijacked the aircraft, allowed the cabin to vent to basically knock out the passengers, and landed it someplace to strip it, put the parts back out on the black market. Or it just legitimately could have crashed someplace. But again, this idea that it veered off to the west before it went down makes it a real mystery. One day we'll find out, hopefully, what happened. And of course, then there's Malaysian Airlines' other tragedy, the one that got shot down over Ukraine. And all these years later, the fingers are still pointing back and forth. No, the Russians did it. No, the Ukrainians did it. No, that fighter pilot did it by accident. So, fog of war. And we really are into the war. You know, let's not kid ourselves. The war has begun. And we're all going to be caught in it. So, coming up here on the end of the show, and I want you to stay tuned for John Stadmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. Please share what you learn here on the radio show and at the website with everybody that you know. Please donate to Republic Broadcasting. Please donate to whatreallyhappened.com. We really need your help right now. So, we'll be back tomorrow, Wednesday. Aloha, America.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.